In this episode of Bear Podcast,
we have Wes from After Hours.
Let us entertain you. 42.
New aggressive strain of HIV.
And life-size synthetic sex dolls.
All these and more coming up. Bear Podcast, 556.
This is Wes with After Hours, queer radio with attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and 90.3 Goodrich Livingston. And as always, www.kpft.org.
Bigger than the earth, floating through space.
Kind of concerns many of us, even gay people.
He used to be cute, but that bitch just, she needed to be slapped.
Strip Cards Against Humanity.
And it's Sunday night, did you do the sing-along with Sound of Music?
One of them is gay and the other is straight.
I'm so gay.
Apparently he became gay.
It might be a source of sexually positive pleasure.
We worked on it, we had pleasure, that's great.
Is how it's done.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And joining us today is...
I'm Wes.
Wes, yes. Wes is one of the...
He's the chair.
The chair. He is the chair. Yeah.
He's not a door. He's a chair.
Yeah.
He's a
chair. Yeah, I've been sat on before.
Yeah, that's right. He's the chair of Louis for this year. What's the number right now?
42.
42. Louis is Let Us Entertain You. And L-U-E-Y. Yeah. And it's happening here in Houston every... the weekend after Mardi Gras. So... Today we're actually recording this on a Mardi Gras.
Well, today is Fat Tuesday.
It's Fat Tuesday.
And I'm there.
Yes.
I'm there.
Exactly. That's right.
Watch it. No.
Okay. Are you going to take off your shirt or something?
No.
No, you're not? Okay.
It's not hot up in her.
No, far from hot.
Okay. So let's do some weekend updates and... Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's start with you because you had the most. You had the big exciting weekend in New Orleans.
Yeah, I came from New Orleans. I caught a lot of beads.
And probably an STD.
No.
Yeah, it's probably more than what he caught.
Yeah. So yeah, I just I was there Thursday, and then we went to the Muses Parade. We went to the Endymion Parade. The Endymion Parade is the best for me.
Any Walking Dead cast members this year?
No, but the in Bacchus Parade was John C. Reilly. He used to be. He was kind of a bear back then. You know, John C. Reilly. He was in Perfect Storm. He was in Galaxy Guardians of the Galaxy. He's one of the police. John C. Reilly. He's kind of a bearish guy.
Oh, was he one of the Star Lords?
Yeah, no, not the Star Lords, but
Nova Corps.
Yeah, he's one of the police.
No, okay, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
I know you're talking about.
So yeah, John C. Reilly. He's. He's the Grand Marshal of the Bacchus Parade last Sunday, and I didn't get to see that. But I wish I'd seen him. He's kind of a cute bear. Lost a lot of weight, but he's still cute. Anyway, so that's pretty much it. And food-wise, the usual po' boy. You've been to the po' boy stores there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The po' boy Nazi?
No. We didn't go to po' boy Nazi this time, no. Do you go to Mardi Gras?
I haven't been to Mardi Gras, unfortunately. My schedule is usually pretty busy.
Well, he's been tied up with this Louis thing for how many years now?
Oh, God. This will be my fifth Louis in a row.
Fifth? Oh,
fifth. Okay. I did four as secretary, and this will be my first as chair.
Okay. So, Ray, were you one of the officers before of Louis before?
No.
No, but nope. See, but you were a president before.
They tried.
They tried. You're one of the triads of Houston Air Bears back then.
Yeah, and the triad of the Bear or the Houston. Well, it's Houston Bears now, which now has a board.
Yeah. Back then, which was Houston Bears,
yes,
Houston Area
yes,
Bears.
But some of my elders were on Louis and in the Bears and in LA and in this, and I was like, that's just too much. Just too much. It'll kill you. So
I understand that.
I stayed with the Bears.
So Wes, what are you an officer in other groups in Houston?
Like I said, I'm on the chair for Louis. Mm-hmm. One of the board members for NLA. One of the founders for a brand new club, Bayou City Pups. I'm also running the Houston Spirit of Leather Awards, so I have a pretty busy schedule. Some days I wonder where my life went.
Yeah, that's true. At some point, you need to relax. I think you'll probably get some rest after Louis. Yeah.
Well, let's see. The Houston Spirit of Leather Awards dinner is in March, so it'll be after that. when I finally get my break. Because I'm not running Spring Iniquity this year, so.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Well, it's not a full-fledged run this year. It's just a bar crawl.
It's just a bar crawl this year. I want to say either next year or the year after is when we have the full-fledged one.
I know. It's like every 5 years.
Yeah, every five years.
Okay, so I'm curious. So you're in a couple of clubs. Can you tell the what the activities, what makes them different from each other?
It's generally a lot of the makeup of what the organization's about. Like in LA is the National Leather Association. So we deal primarily with a lot of the leather community. When NLA came about, it was the primary hub for a lot of leather folk. Go and learn more about leather care, leather lifestyle, everything like that. Mm-hmm. The Bayou City Pups brought that about because it was something that the Houston community was missing as a community hub for the pup community. Mm-hmm. And we're actually getting ready to do one of our first classes. One of the pups is putting together a class. So it's basically a puppy 101 kind of class.
Puppy 101.
Yeah, basically teaching the history of puppy, talking about pups and handlers and stuff like that. So.
And just to clarify, we're talking about human pups.
Yeah, human pups.
Yes.
Not the four-legged little...
Yeah, not bio pups, as we call them.
These are usually housebroken. Sometimes you have to train them, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not always housebroken. Sometimes you have to pop them on the snout. But,
yeah.
But no. That group's only been around since September. So.
Oh, just very new.
Yeah, very, very new. So very young and growing very quickly, actually. I think we're getting close to 30 members already.
Cool.
So, but big. Yeah, second month in, we were already out of the red and into the black as far as financials went. So, I mean, doing really, really well.
Well, that's good.
And just like in LA, they're home barred over at Ripcord Houston. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ripcord. I haven't been to Ripcord for some time now.
Misses you.
Yeah, the patio misses.
Well, Louis this weekend, so
yes,
it gives you a chance to come out to the Ripcord.
Did you see he's already massaging his jaw?
Okay. You know me too, Melbourne. Let's talk about Louis this coming weekend. So, like I said earlier, it happens after, the weekend after Mardi Gras.
The best way to find it, if you can't figure out when Mardi Gras is going to be, just look up Ash Wednesday.
That's right.
The day right after Ash Wednesday.
That's pretty much the break. So you have Mardi Gras Tuesday and then Ash Wednesday.
Yeah. And then
the next day is Louis weekend.
Yeah. So you go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Well, let's take a step back because I'm sure some people might come in. What does Louis stand for?
Louis stands for Let Us Entertain You.
And what is Louis about? How did Louis get started?
Goodness. Luckily, I know this.
yes.
I learned this a few years ago. The very first Louis started after the original club that started Louis, which was, and now the club's gone out of my head. it was one of the biker clubs here in Houston.
Colt?
Not Colts.
I know that.
I'm gonna be I'm gonna be going down to the Ripcord, and it's gonna pop right in my head.
Yeah.
But anyway, they had all gone. A bunch of their members had gone to New Orleans for Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm.
and had been hanging out at the bars and having a good old time and everything like that. Mardi Gras was over, and of course, all the bartenders, as you know, work through Mardi Gras.
That's right.
So they looked at these bartenders and said, why don't y'all come back to Houston and let us entertain you Houston style? And so they all of them just kind of mosey back to Houston along I-10 and everything. And it henceforth started the very first Louis. The next year was the first official party of it. So Louis II was actually became more of a organized event where they did a bar crawl and everything like that. So and it's just, here we are 40-something years later and doing Louis 42, where...
It's been a mere child.
I was born.
The first one was before I was born, actually, which is kind of funny.
I was a mere child.
Yeah. Right.
I look back at the histories of all the different chairs, and I'm the youngest chair to sit.
Oh, ever! So, wow.
So it's actually kind of interesting. I think I was actually the fourth secretary for the council, also, because the secretaries stick around for a long while.
Part So it's been going on for many years now. Tell us the activities for this weekend.
Oh, goodness. Well, we start off everything over at Georgia Country Sports Bar, which
it's
has been
Thursday night.
On okay. Thursday night, which has been our usual starting point for at least the last 4 years that I know of, going on to 5 years. So we'll start there. We'll have lots of libations and everything like that. Everybody gets together, has a little bit of fun. And this is when the first of our out-of-town guests start showing up and everything like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of our in-town guests will come in and register also, which registration just closed this morning online. So there's no more of that. You actually, if you want to come to Louis, you have to actually register in person.
I feel bad. I didn't register online.
So, yep. You get stuck in the long line of waiting to actually fill out your application and pay your money that way. So all that'll be going on, and then so we'll be there till at least midnight, maybe 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. So
on just have, Thursday night.
On Thursday night, yes. Yeah. Henceforth, why I'm on vacation right now from work.
you're taking vacation. That's good.
And then Friday night we move over to our next usual hangout, which is Tony's Corner Pocket. We're more of the same, but over at Tony actually takes and closes off part of his parking lot.
That's Friday.
Yeah, that's Friday night. So there's a lot of outside activities going on. And Tony usually brings in lots of entertainment and stuff like that that will happen on outside. Because inside the bar, it's just packed crazy.
Yeah.
You can barely
Tony's
move
not
around.
A big bar on the inside.
Yeah. Inside, it's basically standing room only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it gets very crowded and very loud in there.
But it has a lot of outside rooms.
So lots of outside
rooms. Everything
room,
flows over.
Oh yeah.
What's the weather like? It's gonna be a little cold.
And then there'll
right?
be the giant yeah. diaphragm in the parking
oh,
lot.
Oh yeah. Which between George and Tony's, they actually bought that one and
already
they share it between those clubs.
Oh, okay.
So they actually and that actually happened a couple years ago. They did that. So.
So I have a question.
So they bought the giant diaphragm.
Will there be a closed area?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. George doesn't usually do that. Tony usually sets something up.
Tony
so
will. Okay.
I don't know if he's got it set up for this year, but he usually does, and he moves it around,
yeah.
so it's never in the
around.
Same place
yeah,
twice.
A relaxation area.
Yeah. then, of course, Saturday. Now, this is where things actually changed up from the last several years, because as a lot of people that probably watch y'all from Houston know, we've lost a lot of clubs over the last year.
We did.
Yeah, because with the closing of the 6-Eleven, which was our morning hangout for breakfast and our morning libations and everything, 6-Eleven closed and Eagle Houston actually moved in, renovated. And so now we're actually going to start our day over there. So same location, new look.
New owners.
New owners, new look, new bartenders, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
A lot of the patrons are gone, though. "Quote unquote" around patrons there.
I remember 6-Eleven back then, really small place. I remember back then.
Now it's a totally different place.
It's a totally different place because now they have an upstairs, downstairs, the whole nine yards. I mean, it looks nice in there. They really cleaned it up, really nice. So, but instead of having breakfast, and then instead of having a separate lunch, we've combined everything. We're having brunch on Saturday morning.
That's good.
So it'll be there'll still be some breakfast fare and stuff like that, but we'll be over at we'll be at the Eagle a lot longer than what we were at the old 6-Eleven. So
it's wider space too.
Kind
of excited it's gonna be there.
Yeah. So as everybody knows, we always walk down the street after breakfast down to the Ripcord for lunch. Well, this year we're changing things up a bit again.
God, so many different
things. But we'll still walk down the street to the Ripcord.
Uh-huh.
But instead of going for lunch, we're going for dinner.
Oh, okay. He's at brunch dinner.
Yeah. So we're going to, several hours after brunch, obviously, we'll mosey on over and have some lunch and have dinner over there and everything. I'll be over there quite early because I got lots of things to prep over there.
Yeah. So TFLT usually happens on Saturday.
It used to happen on Saturdays last year because when we lost the BRB where we used to hold dinner. And the Tiffle Hat Parade and the Tiffle Tea. When we lost them, we had to find something else to do with the Tiffle. So Tiffle now happens on Sunday.
Okay.
Which I haven't gotten to yet because we're still on Saturday.
All right. Okay. Which I just
he's
remember
jumping the gun.
Yeah, he is.
No.
But
he didn't
jump the gun because that was the way things used to happen.
I'm just
and of course again, evolution of the way things run, and because we lost a few bars. BRB was the first one we lost in our run, so we had to modify. Yeah. So, like I said, Saturday is going to be over at the Ripcord for dinner, and we'll hang out there and have a grand old time, bounce around all the bars right there. Mm-hmm. Then Sunday, final day of Louie, we'll be over at a brand new venue. Only been open a year, and it brought the country back to Houston for the gay population.
Oh, okay.
We'll be over at Neon Boots.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we're going outside the loop this year for Louie.
Oh, my God, I got Neon Boots. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, but we will be running shuttles for those that want to leave their cars parked in the Montrose because they want
to. That's a far drive, though. But that's okay.
It's not that all that far, it's actually. I've driven it myself. I've done it. It's probably about a 15-minute drive at the most. Straight on out the Neon Boots over there. If you don't want to ride on the shuttle, obviously, you can drive your own car out there. They got lots of parking, so plenty of room to park out there. And what's surprising, if you haven't been to Neon Boots, if you pass by it, it doesn't look that big.
No, it doesn't. No.
But you walk inside, and it's huge. Yeah. It's a huge place.
And there's also a back patio area.
Yeah, they have a back patio and a side patio. Huge inside area with a side bar. They have like five different bars inside. But that's where we're going to have the show of shows this year. And we'll also be doing the Tiffle Parade and all that over there at Neon Boots. And Neon Boots is so excited that when I walked in and told them this year that they were going to be on the Louie run, they were just ecstatic. They were
great.
Jumping all over the place to make sure that I had everything I needed to make sure the show of shows is going to go off without a hitch.
Thousands
this year.
In there. Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to Neon Boots being part of our Louie crawl. Yeah.
So for an inside joke, have you got all the music yet?
Yes, I do, actually.
Wow.
I do. And you probably know who my producer is for the CD and everything,
yeah.
Robert Kahn. He and I have been working on it, and I got the last piece of music yesterday. All the music is in. It's Robert's finishing it up and going to have it all ready before the show of shows, which, as Ray probably knows, it's always been down to the wire to get that CD ready for
the show
of shows.
Starting off and not even know if it's going to work, but we're going to put it in there and hit the play button.
Yeah, and here's another little inside joke, as we all know. When do the Louie programs usually show up?
The day of Louie,
like right before.
Oh, the program just comes out.
Yeah, right before we open up.
Right before we open up the doors for registration, there's the program. Well, not this year. They're sitting in my trunk right now.
Oh,
and they've
really?
Been in my trunk for almost a week.
Oh. Wow, that's really new.
Knock on wood, nothing happened.
You guys are all organized. That's awesome.
I have been busting butt since I took over as chair because my predecessor, which Ray knows, and you know, my co-host over on After Hours, Chris Harrison, was my predecessor. He took over after Lloyd Powell stepped down. He had to step down for health reasons. And so when he did that, of course, the ACC bylaws stated that we had to elect a new chair. So we held special elections, and
you're it.
I'm it. I stepped up from secretary to chair. Yeah. So and I had a lot of work to do to get ready for Louie this year in a short period of time to do it in. So. Yeah.
And for most of y'all that don't know, HCC stands for Houston Council of Clubs.
Yes.
Which started off. How long has Houston Council of Clubs been around?
About as long as Louie.
All the different
kind of have to, yeah.
Organizations in town got together and said, hey, let's form or something so we can kind of keep up with what everybody's doing.
Uh-huh.
So there's been, which he's talking about, different groups have come and gone and bars have closed. But the way that works, the different groups like the Houston Bears, NLA, help me here.
Misfits,
all the different like leather, BDSM, social groups in town.
Yeah, because like you said, we got the Bears, the Houston Bears now, which used to be Houston Area Bears, in LA Houston. We got the Misfits. We used to have the Houston Boys of Leather, but they've stepped out. But we've got their sister club, the Houston Girls of Leather. So they've come on board with us. HPEP. I'm missing two.
I'm trying to remember. It's been so long.
Is there the Big Men's Club not anymore?
Yeah, the Big Men's Club. That's one of the ones I was missing. And there's one more, and I can't remember. Those are our – we have seven main clubs right now. And, of course, we have all our auxiliaries like Euresis, which is the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Court of the Single Star.
He remembered it.
He remembered it the whole thing.
Amazing, isn't it?
You can remember the whole thing.
It's all because of after hours and hanging out with the court and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which I've got to answer the emperor still. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got a message from the emperor last night for something for the pups. So I got to respond to that.
Okay.
Too many hats.
Yes.
So we got, like I said, we got them. We got GCAM. We got After Hours. The Lone Star Nudist. Those are just a PWA holiday charities. Yeah. Just a few, just to name a few. Those are all members of the Houston Council clubs.
We mentioned earlier about the Tifl-T.
Yeah, Tifl-T.
Yeah, explain what Tifl-T.
Tifl. It's not spelled how you think it would be. It's actually TFL, the First Lady. And basically what that is the partner, spouse, husband, wife, whatever, of the president of the clubs that are a member of the Houston Council clubs are known as the First Ladies. So... Like for NLA, it's Lloyd Powell and Robert Kahn. Lloyd's the president of NLA, so Robert Kahn's our first lady.
Oh boy, is she.
So what the clubs usually do is I'll make a hat. It can be a small hat. It can be a large hat. Last year we had a hat that stood on somebody, and body and hat together were over 12 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
There's some elaborate design.
Not necessarily
the first ladies always do this because – I know some first ladies that, well, my first lady wouldn't do it. So yeah.
Back then they didn't try to
get somebody else to do it. Yeah.
But I mean, there's all sorts of elaborate hats. I've seen hats come out to this wide, some that are just like real small, and it varies from year to year what kind of hat's going to win. You just never know.
But I've seen Barbie and Ken dolls do some pretty impressive stuff on those.
Oh
hats.
Yes,
right.
So it comes down to. The Tifls wear a hat that gets judged. And last year we changed things up, and it used to be a secret panel that would vote on it. Last year we let the audience vote on it.
Oh. Secret panel, as in you choose people from
the chairman would have like two or three people that would actually pick out who would pick out the winning hat.
I thought it's not a secret one. I thought it really were judges.
It was secret for years and years and years.
Really? I didn't know. Yeah. I just know
so you
won.
Never knew who was looking at your hat.
Yeah, you didn't know who was judging that hat. And so last year things changed up when we had to move the Tifl to Sunday. What we did is we had everybody come out on stage and we did the Tifl out there and let the audience judge it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But you know, it is a gay event, so we're all being judged.
So
as usual.
Yeah. So where I'm usually the guy running around doing everything and helping out the chair who's the MC for the afternoon and everything, I get to be the MC this year.
Yes.
Oh my God. Who's going to be our partner in stage?
It's probably going to come down to two people. My secretary, who's actually my roommate, the poor dear sucker girl herself. She'll probably be doing a lot of running around, but not too much because she just recently had knee surgery, so she's kind of her knee's a little angry at her right now.
Okay.
So she'll probably have help.
She can do wheelies.
Oh yeah. So she'll probably have help from one of my vice chairs, who just happens to be another member of NLA.
How convenient. Okay.
I know. It's like half the board of the HCC is board members of NLA.
Well, that's always the case though.
There's it's kind of funny, but. I'm nervous about this year's Louis, but at the same time, I'm also excited about it because it is time for Louis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
So, Maynard, would you like to explain to the audience what a Texas pinning is?
Oh, my God. Texas pinning. I may have a video of it that I can post here. Texas pinning. I'll try my best to elaborate what the Texas pinning is. So, what you do, you come up to a guy. So, this happens... anytime during Louis weekend, and if you like a guy or a girl, usually a guy.
Well, women are there.
Women do pin.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do it by proxy, but yeah. they do. They
Wait,
do.
Women would pin gay guys?
Yeah.
Or,
well, again, it would all be done by proxy. There would be somebody that would come along, like in years past. I don't know if y'all have ever spoken of Jimmy Carper on here, but he used to be a proxy for a lot of the whips.
Oh, okay, I see.
So he would take one for the whips.
Okay. That's right.
Not that he minded.
Yeah.
So he might take several for the whips.
So Texas pinning is when you come up to a guy. I'll try my best to you come up to a guy and say, "Can I pin you?" I guess yeah, you can do that. And then you go down, open his pants, and if it's got underwear, if it has underwear, you have to tear it off with your teeth or tear it off, right?
Well, back in the day, there used to be people running around with scissors, and if you got caught with underwear, they would come cut them off of you.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it's tamed down some over the last
few years. They just tear it off.
Underwear have gotten way too damn expensive to do that shit.
Yeah, when I first got on with Louie, it was the chair's pleasure to cut the underwear off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. I got pinned once, and some tore off my underwear with his teeth and just tore it off. And then, oh my God, my fruit of the looms. So he tore it off. And then, that's what happens. You come up to a guy, open his pants. If this underwear, you tear it off. And then
because you're not supposed to be wearing underwear.
Yeah. And then you start blowing him. And then you blow him until he's hard. And then you tuck back the dick in, close the pants, and
like
the dick, and then you put your pin. If you have you're supposed to have a pin,
friendship pin.
Yeah, a friendship pin. Then you have to put it where the tip is, where it's going to be wet. So
usually there's a wet spot.
There's a wet spot on the tip, and then you close the pants, and there you go. We got pins. Yes.
And don't forget, you got to kiss the pin at the end.
Oh, you have to kiss the pin at the end. Yeah, that's so sweet. Oh my God.
Yes.
All right.
And then you start after. By Sunday, you can tell who's well endowed because of where the pins are on their pants. If they keep all their pins. And a lot of guys have gotten things, they get clips and put the pins in it now so they don't mess up their pants. But.
Yeah.
What if I go there and just put pins all over me, something like that? No.
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 No. I'm going to call foul on that.
Hey, I tried.
Yes. You have to take
Nard's one. A liar.
What time I saw the one on your knee, I'd be like, Oh, you're so crazy.
All right. So... So what, where can our audience, viewers and listeners can catch more information about Louie?
Really simple. LouieWeekend.com. That's right. Really, really easy. LueyWeekend.com.
Yes. I put the links on the website for guests to check out.
Yeah. So you'll find there's a spot about the history. You'll see our recurring calendar, program ads, because we do put our program ads up. Everybody that bought an ad in the actual program that you'll get at Louie, you can again turn around and see those ads online, and the people that paid for those ads actually get a free year of advertisement with that all year round, so they can change those ads as many times as they want throughout the year.
That's cool. Okay.
You also see pictures of all the board members and everything like that.
I've already seen that. I've seen that. All right.
It's old news for most people. Don't worry about it.
Okay, so check out LouieWeekend.com. So we have this picture that we're flashing here right now because last Sunday.
Now that's really flashing.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, if you guys are watching the video right now, where last Sunday I was at the Lords of Leather 32.
Where are they from? I've seen them before.
Yeah.
I know those two?
Yeah, those two. I've seen those
my,
two.
My husband and
Big Ed.
Big Ed.
And you'll see the picture and know what they call him, Big Ed, in a minute.
Yeah. So, yeah, last weekend was the Lords of Leather 32 Ball Mask. So it's a, you know, just like any other, it's like a show of shows, I guess. Yeah, in New Orleans. And they, of course, every Sunday of Mardi Gras, of the weekend, yeah, that's when they have it. And they have, you go there, either you wear wear a tux, or you go in full on leather. Mike and I went in full leather, or you're in drag, so
or in costume, kind of like this. Costume.
Well, these are the
that's the leather drag.
The ones on stage right now. If you the ones who are on stage,
I could pull that off.
Really?
You mean pull it off?
Yeah, pull it off. I can pull that off.
Yeah, you can with your teeth. Yeah, so we were there. It was a lot of fun, and Bianca Del Rio was there. So yeah, here's some pictures there. Why? He was really sweet. When he's not on stage.
Yeah.
But when he's not on stage, he's a bitch. Oh my God. But it's a really funny bitch. So it was okay.
She was a funny bitch.
Of course, she was there talking about Rose, one of the the mother of one of the committee members of Lords of Leather, and she always gets her on stage, talk about her. Did you bring your portable camera? Did you bring your disposable camera this time? you know. And then, no, I have an iPad now. Oh, Rose. So Rose is about 77 years old. And
Rose lives in California now, doesn't she?
Who? Bianca Del Rio?
No, Rose. Mama Rose. That's who you're talking about, right? Mama Rose?
No, I don't think so. It's a different Rose. Rose is the mother of, I don't know if they call her Mama Rose. But anyway, it's probably a different Rose.
I might be confusing her with somebody else.
Anyway, so
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is a totally different mama.
Oh, yeah, is it?
Okay. Totally different mama.
So her name's Rose is too, right?
Hmm?
Her name, real name's Rose too, isn't it?
No, Sandy.
Sandy.
Mama okay. Sandy.
I'm getting all confused.
Good Lord. Rose is pretty far from Sandy.
Hey, so, I'm old. Leave me alone.
So anyway, so it was a lot of fun. And after the whole coronation and everything, because it's really, you know, a transfer of power, you know, from the old monarchy to the next monarchy. So after that, we went outside and then we saw Bianca Del Rio having these pictures with all the, we went to the sign where it says Mystic Crew Lords.
Man, so we went there. Her tit is almost as big as your head.
Yeah, it's true. But she was nice. She was very nice. And
that's
big
fun.
Let's be good. Next time we should go, right?
1 year, I will get to go.
Yeah, you get to see. So anyway,
I've done one crew ball this year. I don't need to do any more.
Oh, really? In New Orleans, you mean, or here?
No, here in Houston. Okay. I went to a crew of Olympus ball.
Oh, okay.
And that's a ordeal in itself.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so let's go on with our segments. Actually, it's the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. But we'll explain later about the geek.
Okay.
It's just that we didn't have a key.
All right.
Okay, let's go over to the gay, Ray.
Okay, over the gay. Okay, this just popped up on the news feed. Our aggressive new strain of HIV has been detected. An aggressive new strain of HIV has been found in patients in Cuba. According to the researchers, the new strain can develop into AIDS in less than 3 years of infection. Without treatment, HIV infection usually takes 5 to 10 years to turn into AIDS. According to a medical professor at Belgium's University of Leuven, the study published in the Journal of eBiomedicine was alerted to the new aggressive strain of HIV by Cuban health officials who wanted to find out what was happening.
Have you had a little Cuban in you lately?
No.
Puerto Rican, maybe.
Not even that. So this group of patients that progressed very fast, they were all recently infected, explained to the Voice of America, and we know that they had been HIV negative, tested one or maximum 2 years before. Mm-hmm. So this new strain is like, it almost sounds like we're back in the early 80s where you get it and you're gone.
Yeah, that's what I heard about. I think, where did I hear it? NPR? They were talking about it. I can't remember what the radio station was, but they did say that it's very aggressive, that you could get, because the result of HIV is AIDS, but then it could take years if it's untreated and everything. But this one, once you get infected, a very short time, you could get AIDS immediately.
Yeah.
But what's good about it, though, is that it's treatable the same way with normal strains.
So it's not resistant.
It's not resistant.
So they can use the same antivirals.
They can still use the same. It's just that it's very aggressive. Yeah, you could get AIDS immediately. But they did say that if it's not detected early enough, still, then it could be treatment will be harder.
It talks in the article also that HIV normally infects cells by attaching itself to what is called a co-receptor, and the transition to AIDS usually occurs when the virus switches after many years. From the co-receptor of CCR5 to co-receptor CXRC4, the new strain makes that switch much faster. So it just very stronger form of the virus. They're very curious about whether PrEP will work against this strain.
Oh, you're right.
So because it's something new, they don't know if hadn't handed any testing on it. So
there's no way to test it.
So in the meantime, continue to be safe and get tested regularly to find out.
Yeah. So Ray mentioned about PrEP. It's pre-exposure prophylactics, and that's just like the article said, that it could. They don't know.
No.
They don't know if it's going to be effective, because people who are in PrEP are kind of brave right now to have, you know, unprotected sex and and very that happens, and we don't know with this strain.
If it protects against it, so
okay. Is there one way to find out? I guess if you're in prep, go to Cuba.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, but I'd say keep being tested regularly.
Oh yeah.
Especially if prep is your only preventative method there, so keep the testing up so you know as soon as possible, so your medical team can react fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so in replacement of the geek article right now, actually we're going to talk about a little bit more of radio. Radio. So, Wes here is one of the announcers
besides all the 30 other things he does.
Yes.
He's also a member of the After Hours crew here.
After Hours on Saturday.
Saturday at midnight. On 90.1 FM, KPFT Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for about almost 8 years now. I've been one of the co-hosts, co-executive producer, whatever you want to call us, whatever your fancy is. I've been doing that for almost 8 years. I came on board with that. Oh, God, I hadn't even been going to the station long and hanging out with the crew over there when one Christmas Jimmy Carper came out and said, come here. And he took me back to the studio and had me help him out with the music for that evening because my current co-host, Chris Arison, who was co-hosting with Jimmy back then, was out for one reason or another. I can't remember what it was. Of course, that was many years ago now. Mm-hmm. And so from that day forward, I was kind of stuck. And they made me an official producer of the show many years later at one of our benefits we did over at Tony's Corner Pocket. So, and since Jimmy's passing, it's just been Chris and Judy and myself over there running the show. And so we keep it running, keep Jimmy's memory alive and all that kind of good stuff. So
tell us about After Hours. What do y'all do? What is After Hours all about?
After Hours, it's a community, basically almost like a community affairs show. Every week we do a different segment. We do everything from our youth because we sit and sit down and have time with our Hatch group, which meets over at the Montrose Center.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hatch is a youth group here in Houston.
Yeah. Well, we have a new segment because we lost our leather segment. And so we ended up – took us a little while, but we finally found a new segment that we put in place of that, and it's called Hot Artist in H-Town. And basically what it is our segment host for that goes out and finds different genres of artists, be they playwrights or singers, songwriters, just whatever. Anything that fits in that genre of artistic modes of expressing yourself. They go out and find them, bring them in, sit down, talk with them. And sometimes we even have live music right there in the studio. The artist will come in with their guitars or drums or whatnot, and we'll actually do live music and they'll sing and everything
live
right
music.
There.
Who ever heard of doing live shows anymore?
Doing live music on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and then our third week of the month, as I mentioned, Judy Reeves is one of our co-producers. She actually hosts a segment on the third week of the month. She kind of varies it. Some of it's a little bit on the mental health side, especially with the holidays just going through and everything like that.
Judy's been around long enough to know crazy.
Yeah. or as most people know of Judy through GCAM, which is the Gulf Coast Archive Museum of GLBT History, Inc., she kicked my butt if I didn't say that. she does a lot of history segments too.
Oh, okay.
So,
Gay history.
Gay history, yes.
Gay history.
Anything that deals with the gay history. It can be leather gay history, drag gay history. It doesn't matter. If it deals with the gay community, she deals with it. And of course, the archives and museum itself has tons of stuff in it. Everything from old Twit magazines.
Twit.
Yeah, the Texas.
Oh my God, that's a long time ago.
This week in Texas.
This week in Texas. So a lot of those. Lots of leather vests that have been given over to GCAM for history. Dresses from a lot of the famous drag queens that we've had here in Houston.
One of the ones I remember was the the countertops or the tables from Mary's.
Yep.
Yep.
And I will, I think that's been announced already, but GCAM actually has those.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Judy's been in the process of cleaning those up and repairing them and everything.
So what's so special about these tabletops is from Mary's?
These bar tops?
Bar tops.
Yeah. The bar tops themselves, and the unfortunate thing was I never got to go to Mary's before it closed.
Oh.
But I was one of these people that went over to Mary's after it closed and helped retrieve those bar tops.
Mm-hmm.
And those bar tops have such history on them because there are pictures, tons and tons of pictures.
Massive amount. Yeah, there's so much pictures.
Of different people that were at Mary's, that frequented Mary's, that made a difference in the Houston gay community.
And some of those pictures go back to the early 70s, right?
Yeah, a lot of them go way back to the first days of Mary's and everything like that.
Yeah.
And they were all on the bar, and they had been covered over with a protective coating to keep them on the bar and keep them safe and everything like that. But of course, over the years, a lot of them ended up with some damage because, like, some of the coating would be chipped away and stuff like that. But a lot of those have been able to be reproduced and everything like that. And so, and even after when the bar tops were removed, there was some damage done to some of those pictures. So luckily, before all that happened, they were able to go through and capture some of those images, so they're actually able to take and recreate them.
That's cool.
So, yeah. But Judy's doing lots of work with that.
I'd like to see them again.
Yeah, I'm not sure where she's got them hiding at right now. Oh, okay. I haven't seen them lately.
I'm sure there will something. Be a display one day.
There was an event a couple of years ago after we had retrieved the bar tops where she actually brought one segment of the bar tops out and actually had it out on display during the event and everything like that. We had it sectioned off so nobody would touch it and anything like that, but it was there so people knew that it was safe and everything. So,
wow.
But with same everything stuff Judy's got going on and on her plate and still taking care of the late Jimmy Carper's estate and all that, that's kind of taking a back burner at the moment. So
yeah.
But if you live in Houston or have property in Houston and like to donate it to GCAM so they have a permanent home, please contact them.
Yeah.
Or lots of money that you'd like to donate to them.
I know recently GCAM has moved into a new storage area because where they had been storing everything, well, there were issues there and they ended up losing that space and were able to find a new place and move all their stuff before they lost it all. So we almost lost all of that important history.
Wow.
But now it's all safe, all in one area, and Judy and a lot of volunteers have been going there 2, 3, 4 times a week, sorting through stuff, repackaging stuff, cleaning and archiving and documenting all the stuff that's in GCAM. And there is a lot of stuff. When they moved all the stuff from the old area to the new area, I think she had actually rented a big truck and like a team of movers, and it took them like 4 trips to get everything.
Oh, wow. That's
4 trips.
Well, I'm so glad there's to hear a lot of stuff. Another place, because I got like a whole bag of Louis t-shirts and Bear Watch t-shirts to donate.
The Bear Watch t-shirts she'll probably love to have. The Louis t-shirts, get with her and see which one she's missing.
Okay.
Because she won't want repeats.
Okay.
So if you want to get with Judy, find out. And if anybody out there knows of, has been to Louis or has something that's pertinent to Houston history, if you feel you want to give it to somebody for posterity to take care of it and to archive it for history's sake, Judy Reeves is a great person to give that to. And you can always email Judy at curator@gcam.org.
Awesome. Wow. This is a good plug for GCAM.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Because GCAM is a big part of After Hours. Mm-hmm. If you want to get a hold of the After Hours crew, you can always get a hold of us at afterhours@kpft.org.
Okay. Wow. What's the station again?
90.1 FM, KPFT Houston.
Nice.
And I just went into my radio voice there.
There you go. That's where I need to go.
We're going to have
my southern drawl segment with him later. Saying,
of course, I almost went through the whole spiel that I usually go through on the show.
We'll probably record that later. Oh, that's a good bit. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, interesting. So, Yeah, we'll put the links on the website for people to contact you guys.
We're also on After Hours is also on Facebook, facebook.com/AfterHoursKPFT. So you can find out what, because we always post a music video of the week there. And Chris Harrison maintains our Facebook page, and he always finds interesting videos. Some of them are really good. Some of them I sit there and say, Chris, what were you smoking?
I bet. So that's why we also have that gay geek and bizarre page.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of our articles from that.
So. Some videos, also some good stuff.
Yeah. Another link that you can post up also is gcam.org.
Yes.
Which GCAM. Is the main site for GCAM, where you can actually learn more about GCAM. Also, they archive After Hours on there permanently.
So, oh, okay, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
And register. Yeah.
More history.
History. That's right. Okay, so. That's our segment for that. No, we go to the bizarre.
The bizarre. Okay.
So okay. Bizarre.
Now, I'll put this in the bizarre because it's kind of bizarre, but really thinking about it, it's just another fetish, I guess. Well, or it's the ultimate partner in life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I wouldn't really. Okay, so the... Where do you get these things, right? Okay, these synthetic life...
You don't want to know.
I know. These synthetic life-size sex dolls are the creepiest or the hottest. Maybe. I don't know about that. So, if you are in the market for the most beautiful and the highest quality silicone mannequins in the world, then you are in luck. U.S. company.
U.S. made.
U.S. made. Is that made in China?
Buy American.
So they have that little sticker on there?
Yeah. Yeah. Synthetics. S-I-N. You know, synthetics. Mm-hmm. Manufacturers. Lifestyle. Yeah, life-size silicone sex dolls in every imaginable color and gender and race, probably. And their sexual orientation is up to you, of course. So the dolls came with interchangeable flaccid and erect penises, and both cut and uncut.
That's right.
Models. Wow.
You get all kind of choices. You can get tattoos.
Tattoos.
You can get small penis. You can get medium-sized penis. You can get super large penis. You can get uncut penis.
Yeah.
If you're a size queen, you can get mega penis, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, it depends on how you like your men. So male synthetics start at $5,900.
Holy crap.
Plus
you
shipping.
You say that.
Plus shipping.
Plus shipping. You say that. But you try to date somebody for a year, you come out cheaper with this and a lot less agony.
Yeah, that's right.
Probably so, yeah.
They're hot. If you go on the website and look at the pictures, they're pretty freaking hot for dolls.
Oh, really? I mean, I don't know about that.
They're
kind of
little
creepy.
Twinkie doll, Twinkie muscle boys.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they look very lifelike.
Oh, wow.
So they're $5,900 per ship plus shipping.
See, now this, and yet again, women are getting underpaid because the female synthetics are only $5,700.
That's right. It's more expensive for the
less parts.
Less parts.
Yeah, there's less
parts.
That's right. The penis, because they are interchangeable.
Penis. Yeah.
I don't think they're neat.
Maybe they have interchangeable vaginas.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're up. You can also
kind of
do
brings
some
back that old song.
Yeah.
You can also do some upgrades if you want to upgrade or additional. So what's the website for this one? Synthetics.com. They're not sponsors of the show.
No, they're not sponsors of the show.
But it's just.
But if you'd like to send us a model first to have on the show and talk about and test out, we'll gladly take it.
Oh, my God. At least it's not the
Let me know about
that.
It's not well, it's the perfect day. It's the perfect boyfriend. They won't cheat on you.
They don't talk back.
Uh-huh.
They're there when you're ready. They won't get headaches.
And they don't eat a lot.
Yeah.
And
in fact, they don't eat at all. The only thing you have to do is keep them clean.
Yeah, and they're ready.
And they're ready to
ready
go.
All the time. Well, it's ready whenever you want to, because you can do interchangeable penises.
That's right. And they do have orifices that you can use.
I wonder if the mouth is interchangeable too. One is like, oh, like that, you know.
I don't know. I think the mouth opens up, so it's very natural looking.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Yeah. It is creepy. I don't know. It's creepy.
And you've got enough porn that you can do a loop on some choking action there where you're, doing them. So
I don't know. It's kind of creepy. So,
but the tattoo options alone were like, oh, my God.
I guess, do you order it? Will you order it with the... The additions. You can
go in there and you add all the stuff and build. They got two basic male models and two basic female models. And then you can go in. Yeah, you can pull some of the pictures off there. I mean, they look.
Let's look at the men.
Men gallery.
That's right. Look at the men.
Well, don't click on the women.
Yeah, I mean,
he clicked on
no,
the women.
No, I did.
Yes,
I
you did. Oh, I my God. You're such, a closeted heterosexual.
See, it went there. It went to the women. Oh, there there's the guys. Gabriel.
Oh, there's William down there.
There's Gabriel and William. So image click on them. They'll have all the images.
Okay.
Their website.
So let's look at Oh, look at that. Oh, my God.
That is realistic.
It does look real. Wow. Oh, my God. This is scary.
That's right.
And this guy's got like a 24-inch dick. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And look at the foot.
The foot, the detail.
Well, you can order certain body parts, too, if you're just into body parts.
That's a lot cheaper, right? I just get the dick part.
Well, if you're going to do that, just go down to like one of the local stores down here and pick up one of those.
Yeah, that's true. We can just do that. Wow. It's exciting. All right. So, well, I guess that's our show. Thank you, Wes, for joining us. It's awesome. Good to have you. Yeah. And
good luck with Louis this weekend.
Oh, yes.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Is it over yet?
Is it over yet?
We'll find it.
My favorite day of Bear Watch is the Monday after.
I'm taking that off.
Oh, that's right. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I was smart this year.
So I guess that's it for the show. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
And also, in upcoming episodes of Bear Podcast, we'll be discussing. We will be discussing.
Disgusting, huh?
Prep and puppy play. So if you have any comments or questions about prep or puppy play, you can either do on either one of these topics, you can leave us a voicemail at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Or send us an email to show@bearpodcast.com.
Yeah, that's right. And you can subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can also listen to the show on Stitcher Radio and Bear Radio Network every Thursday and Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern Pacific. And go to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.